The design of this, the Anhalt carpet, is marvellous in its simplicity. The central medallion and the cartouches and pendants at either end seem to float above the golden-yellow field. Within the field, look for pairs of multicoloured peacocks amid spiralling vines. This example of early Safavid art contains no other complexities, no distractions from the basic visual theme. The Anhalt carpet is a favourite of both art historian Walter Denny and head of the Islamic department, Sheila Canby.
There are a number of things about it that are unique among surviving Persian carpets. One of them is its colour, this deep golden colour, and another is its fabulous condition. The Anhalt carpet, on the other hand, is in an almost miraculously good state of preservation. This, of course, means that the pile is long and the wool is soft and the colors simply glow in the light, and the result is a marvelous experience to look at.
And I love it because of all of its resonances with other works of art and architecture in the early Safavid period, and this fantastic synthesis that occurred when this young Shah, Ismail, brought together the western and the eastern halves of Iran, and to have a carpet that reflects all of that artistic creativity, I don't think one could ask for anything more.